Hey, what's up, everyone? This is your host, Gabe. I run the website stayfit.asia. We're talking all about upgrading your health and wellness and living a healthier lifestyle. If this is something that interests you, definitely listen on. Today is a short episode where I just talk about three health myths that I keep seeing being perpetuated online. So without further ado, let's get right into it. What is up, everyone? It's Gabe from Stay Fit Asia, and I am here today to talk to you about three health myths that if you still believe or you find people talking about, you got to call them out, because this is why there's so much fake news going on. You see this stuff spread on Facebook or whatever social media platform, and you got to look into the data. Look into the research, look into the studies that have been done, and start to question your own preconceived notions on these things. Because I'll be honest, I probably believed all three of them before I really started to delve into what is actually helping us and what is just basically keeping us away from the truth. So the first one here, if we go on the nutrition side, is about eggs. I don't know about you, but I used to think that you couldn't eat more than like one or two eggs a week because all that cholesterol was going to clog up your arteries and basically you would die from a heart attack, or you'd have, you know, your blood would thicken or something that basically was fear-mongering and scared me away from wanting to cook eggs in the morning. Or what I remember doing, maybe like 5-6 years ago, would be to go to the grocery store and then you'd see the egg whites. And usually that'd be like in the fridge section by the milk or whatever. You'd get this like gallon or half gallon of egg whites that just tasted awful. I mean, there's nothing good about it, but it's, you know, it's protein, fair enough. And so anyway, the whole point here is that the myth is eggs are bad, and particularly eggs are bad for your heart and for your arteries because of the cholesterol found in the yolk of the egg. And when you actually read into all the research done on eggs and how they interact with the body, there is basically nothing that shows any sort of problem in humans with egg consumption. Now, that's not to say that there's a limit. And I'll be honest, I haven't looked too much into what that upper limit is. I remember seeing a study on a guy or a few guys who were eating like, you know, upwards of like almost a dozen eggs a day. But let's be honest, that's not you and that's not me. I mean, I'm talking more like one or two, three, maybe three, four eggs a day, something like that. A much more normal number, right? And if you look at clinical trials, there's actually no association that's found between eggs and cardiovascular disease. Now, the exception that I've seen is if someone has a pre-existing condition, particularly diabetes, and I got that statement from examine.com. So you can look up the website examine.com. They talk a lot about this, and basically eggs, otherwise the yolk is a phenomenal source of a lot of nutrients. That's actually the healthiest part, and it does raise cholesterol in the body, but again, your body's smart. So If you're ingesting cholesterol, it's going to compensate. So you don't have to worry about it having this, you know, massive negative effect like we're often told. And again, it's one of these things where like the benefits outweigh the dangers for, you know, the vast majority of people, just because of how rich that egg yolk is in nutrients. Yeah, I mean, it's one of those myths that you still see spread around. I remember the first nutrition class I took in university, our professor had a whole slide or a whole, maybe it was even a whole lecture dedicated to this and just how awful eggs are, you know, blah, 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 blah. So that is one myth that you gotta stop believing if you hear that spread around. Eat your eggs, eat your egg yolks. It's all good. Okay, let's move on. Number two, if we go to the exercise side, this is about weightlifting. So people tend to think that just because you're lifting weights and you're breaking down muscle tissue, that automatically means your muscles are going to grow and you're going to become this like big, bulky bodybuilder dude, or this big, bulky, like CrossFit lady with quads bulging out on each side of her pants, or this big booty, or whatever it is, you know. And it's not true at all. The fact is that yes, weightlifting will change your body composition, but it will do so much less significantly than you think for most people. And for women in particular who have a lot less testosterone, it's going to change. It's going to be, the changes are not going to be nearly as significant. So generally, you can take an average guy who hasn't lifted at all and say he really goes at it for, you know, a couple years. The most muscle that guy's going to gain is like 40 to 50. 50 would be pushing it, probably closer to like 40 pounds max. And for a woman, you can expect about half that. So again, that's if we're talking about someone who is consistently weightlifting for a couple years and they have their nutrition on point, which is the second part of answering this question. And that is, when you see someone in the gym, it's not the exercises that make them big, it's the food. So let me say that again. It's not me going in and doing heavy deadlifts, heavy squats, heavy bench. That's not what makes my muscles big. It's the fact that I come home and if I'm trying to bulk up, I'm consuming excess amount of calories to fill my muscles and basically grow on top of that, you know? So if you're you know, hesitant about weightlifting, which a lot of people are, and I totally get it, you have to know that, again, it's the effects that it has on your body are different than what you see from people who like to talk about weightlifting, because there's a lot of people who are posting photos and sharing, you know, the exercises they're doing. But again, you have to remember, most of those people are purposely trying to change their body in a certain way. Some of them might be taking special supplements as well. And I'm not talking about vitamin C. There's vitamin S out there for people who know what steroids are. That's a whole nother topic in and of itself. But anyway, the bottom line is that weightlifting in general has a lot of benefits. I won't get into everything now, but the effect that it has on your body is going to be less than what you're made to believe, particularly if you're not really trying to put on muscle. So if your diet is, or your nutrition is pretty much the same, you know, you're averaging roughly the same amount of calories that you were taking in before, going to the gym and doing some of these resistance exercises is going to give you all the benefits that you need, that you want, and won't drastically change your appearance, if that's what you're worried about. Okay, so that's myth number two. Myth number three, you know, there's so many out there. It was kind of hard to narrow it down to three, but I just wanted to make this a shorter style podcast. And this one is interesting. So when I got into going to the gym regularly, I would bring a protein shake, and if I didn't have one, I would go to the vending machine outside and make sure I get one in, like, you know, 15 minutes after or right after I do that lift, because if not, the anabolic window is closing and, you know, I don't get the benefits of the workout. And I've even heard this, you know, in CrossFit gyms, I don't know so much about like yoga studios, but in a lot of exercise places, the idea of protein and exercise go hand in hand. And you're absolutely right that if you are exercising, it's going to help you to consume protein. It doesn't need to be in the form of a protein powder. I mean, I'd like to take one personally because it's an easy way to get that in. And I'm right now, currently, I'm eating a lot less meat than I used to. So for me, it's just a good way to meet that requirement, and it's convenient. But if you don't want to, then don't take one, and don't believe that you need to get that in right after you work out. And in fact, there's actually some interesting research on waiting to eat after you work out, like pushing back that time frame because of what it does for growth hormone in the body. So if you are doing a workout, like a run or a swim, or you're going to lift weights, and then you push back that time that you eat, so it's not right away, but you maybe wait, you know, half an hour, maybe even an hour, there is some positive effects there. And I think it's always interesting for everyone to just kind of play around with that and see how you feel. A lot of people might feel like, especially if you're doing a workout early in the morning and you're fasted, maybe you want to get it in right away. If I'm going for a run in particular, like this morning, went for a run in the park, and I felt really lightheaded after because I hadn't really eaten anything beforehand, and that was just something my body needed. So I'm not going to wait then if it's a situation like that. But you know, if it's later in the day, you've been eating throughout the day, you go to work out, don't think that you need right away to get food and primarily protein into your body because otherwise the workout is wasted, or somehow you're entering this extreme catabolic state, which basically means your muscle tissue is eating itself and your body's breaking down and blah, 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 blah. It's not really like that. So that's been debunked in a few different studies. You can look that up online. You might find some people who still recommend it. And again, it's all up to you at the end of the day. I just think it's useful to look at things from a different perspective sometimes. And anytime you're questioning one of these truths with health and fitness, it's good to know what the research is that either supports what you think or may go against whatever you believe. So that's it for today. Just kind of rambling off the top of my head. But I hope you enjoyed that. I hope that was helpful. And I'll catch you on the next podcast. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for listening. I really appreciate it. If you got some value out of this episode, then do share it with your friends. That would mean a lot to me. And be sure to check out more at the website stayfit.asia. That's just www.stayfit.asia. I offer coaching, some general health and wellness information, and just looking to expand the business. So thanks a lot, and I'll catch you on the next episode.